Well, I was lucky enough to find the new Bass Elite Series Angler of the Year, and with me today is Mike Iaconelli. And I guess, Mike, the first thing I need to say is congratulations on an absolutely phenomenal year.
Thank you. It's been a marathon. It's had a lot of ups and downs, but it's been an amazing ride.
Well, you kind of started with a down, you know, DQ at the Classic, but man, oh man, talk about mental toughness and perseverance. You carried it through this year very, very well.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, what happened at the very beginning of the year, you know, really helped me to refocus, helped me to put my life and my fishing a little bit back into perspective. And, you know, I set a goal at the very first tournament to really try to win this award this year and, you know, worked hard and focused and got back letting the fish talk to me and patterning fish, and it worked. It really worked for me.
Well, you know, Mike, every angler that probably fishes the Elite Series probably says, hey, my goal is to win Angler of the Year, but you put it in practice, and you know, to go out there and let the fish talk to you, as you mentioned, and go out there and catch these fish time and time again, keep that consistency going. What were some of the key elements to that? I know your uncle traveled with you. How much did that help?
Oh, that was huge. You know, I can't tell you how much having a support system there was important for me this year. And you know, and my uncle traveling with me every day out there 14 hours with me, helped me put the boat in, helped me at the hotel. I mean, that is huge, you know, and I just can't stress how important that was to keeping focused on what needed to be done, you know, and especially, you know, having him there meant even more, because he's, you know, he's my best fishing friend from day one. So it was great.
Well, you know, you reflect on the year, you know, of course you always talk about missed fish or a fish that might have got away, but it seemed like whenever you had a tournament that maybe wasn't, you know, like Mike Iaconelli's been having, you just rebounded with the next tournament and did well.
Absolutely, you know, and that's kind of really fit my MO, I think, from day one. You know, when you have a bad tournament or you have a bad day or a missed fish or whatever, if you have a failure, you learn from that experience. You dwell on it just enough to learn from it. And then you move on to the next event. You put it behind you. And that's really what I tried to do this year. And like I said, I did have bad ones. When I had a bad one, I made a note about it. I said, I'm not going to do this again. This is what I learned. Let's go to the next event. And that's the way to stay consistent, you know. And you got to put those bad ones behind you and move forward.
Well, you're in a very elite group of anglers now, the angler that has won both the Bassmaster Classic and, of course, the Angler of the Year. And that kind of puts you in an echelon maybe that, you know, everybody would aspire for. That's got to make you feel pretty neat.
I got to tell you, it's the best feeling in the world. And to be honest, I don't think it's totally sunk in yet. But, you know, they are the two biggest titles in professional fishing, in competitive fishing. And they're two titles that I've dreamt about since I was a teenager. And, boy, to have both, I mean, it's an honor. It's a dream come true. And the other thing it does, it's really going to settle me down. You know, I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, you know, because you fish your whole career to have an opportunity to win those events. And have both of those already, I feel like my fishing's just going to get a lot better.
Well, you know, you're just a youngster. I mean, a guy that's just kind of coming out here, you know, of course, went through the Federation ranks. And, you know, that's something you take a lot of pride in, I know, is coming through the Federation. But then to come out there and win the Bassmaster Classic, now Angler of the Year, you know, what kind of goals do you set for yourself now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, there are definitely two things that I've dreamt about, and they were two of my biggest goals in the sport. But I think as fishermen, you know, part of that creed of being a fisherman, being an angler, is you're kind of never satisfied, meaning, you know, when you catch five and you get your limit, you want bigger ones. And when you have 25 pounds in the well, you think, well, maybe I can catch an 8-pounder. And that's kind of the same mentality, I think, with goals for me. And so, you know, I've never won an invitational or an open-style event in Bass. I've never won the FLW Championship. You know, there's opportunity to be a repeat winner in, you know, Angler of the Year, Angler of the Year Classic back-to-back. I mean, there's all kinds of new goals that I'm going to set for myself. And, you know, I think that's the only way to reach the next level, is to set goals and dreams and then go for them. Don't ever be afraid to dream, because they come true.
Well, never give up either, huh?
Never give up, absolutely.
Well, that's been something that's been your credo for a long, long time at the Classic, and when you won the Classic, of course, you said that a lot, and boy, that last fish there was paid big dividends. Now, Mike, I got to ask you this. You know, through the year, you've stayed in a Ranger. Of course, you were cut from the Ranger team right after the Classic, but you've stayed in a Ranger and bought that boat yourself. How are things shaking out right now with the boat sponsorship?
Yeah, you know, with the boat situation, you know, I've got a lot of feedback, a lot of comments on, you know, the big thing is, what are you going to do? You know, what happened? What's, you know, and to me, again, you know, Ranger had to make a business decision. I respect them for that decision they made. at the same time, I'm in a boat that I love and that I'm used to. I've been with them for years, and I was comfortable in this boat. So I continued the year with it, and I really focused on fishing. And that was my job this year, was to concentrate on fishing. So, you know, so moving forward, you know, I don't know. I kind of really put everything on hold. There were some prospects that came throughout the season, and I told everybody the same thing. I said, I'm going to try to win this angle of the year. When October 1 comes, give me a call. So, you know, Terry, it's going to come down to, you know, I'm going to make a business decision here in the next couple months and get back in a boat sponsorship. You know, again, the Ranger for me was great this year. There's no problems.
Well, I tell you what, the Ranger looked a lot better than that hat you've been wearing. And tell me a little bit about how long that hat's going to stay in existence. Or are you retiring it?
Yeah, it's officially going to be retired at this event. Great story behind the hat. It was actually given to me by Lance Peck of Dynamic Sponsorships on the first day of the first tournament of the year back at Lake Amistad in Texas. You know, after having a good event there and then wearing it the next few and having a couple successful tournaments in a row, it kind of became a lucky charm for me. And that was really the only kind of superstitious lucky item that I had the whole year. I wore it religiously every tournament day this whole season. And it's faded, and it's dirty, and it's beat up. And I think it definitely deserves to be retired after this tournament.
Well, I think you might have to send that back. It looked like a factory defect, you know. It was probably manufacturer probably warranty everything on that hat. But, you know, I kind of kid you about this before we started the interview. You know, I think I'd hang that hat on my Angler of the Year trophy. I think that thing must have a place there.
Absolutely. I think that's a good spot for it because that hat has seen it all. That hat has been through the season, this long season, which I call a marathon. You know, so to marry the hat and the trophy together might not be a bad idea.
Well, it's probably been out in a few rainstorms, Mike. You know, I think sometimes you're misunderstood and people don't really know what's in your heart. But I've seen you stand in the rain. I've seen you autograph things for kids. I've seen, you know, you be involved in charitable organizations, including your own. And I think what, you know, this year is going to be for you as a reigning Angler of the Year is a chance to showcase the real Mike Iaconelli, no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and again, I mean, definitely, you know, I do have my critics out there. And my motto has always been that, you know, if everybody believes and understands how passionate I am about fishing and that I love the sport and I don't want to see anything but good things and forward progression of the sport, if they know that and they still don't agree with my personality, that's fine. But I got to tell you, I'm definitely, like the Classic, I'm going to use this title, I'm going to use this as leverage to help try to do more good things for the sport. And, you know, no better way to do it than get more people involved, especially kids. So I think it's going to be good.
Well, how about your kids? What did they say about Dad being the Angler of the Year?
It was pretty exciting, Terry. I'll tell you, literally probably, you know, 15 or 10 minutes after I got through the meeting and when we first found out, I got an opportunity to call them, and they were screaming and yelling, and they sounded more excited than me, to be honest with you. They were ecstatic, you know, that Dad won this. You know, even though they weren't here, they knew, you know, what this meant to me. I mean, they were at the Potomac event this year, and they saw, you know, what kind of work ethic I was putting in, and they really felt the importance of this for me. And so when they found out that I won, they were screaming and yelling, and we're going to have a great time when I get home. It's going to be fun.
Well, I guess I got to ask you the final thing. You know, Berkeley and True Tungsten and Toyota and all those sponsors out there, they've got to have a big smile on their face as well.
Absolutely. You know, and the big thing about the sponsors, and especially this year, again, because it was a marathon year and there were some downs and there were a lot of ups, you know, I got to thank those folks for sticking with me from day one. You know, the sponsors have stuck by me, and we're all excited because, you know, this year it was all about a team effort. And that's what I, you know, I got up on stage and I kept stressing this team effort. And I talked about my family being my team, my uncle. I talked about my fans being part of the team. And most importantly, my sponsors were part of that team. And I got to be honest with you, I could not have won this event this year, Angler of the Year, without their products and the help of their products. I mean, from Berkeley baits to True Tungsten weights to Daiwa rods and reels to Vanish line, you know, to Hoorah products, to Mountain Dew, Dick's Sporting Goods, to the Toyota that I drive in, to the Yamaha on the back of my boat. All those little elements build up to having a successful year and a consistent year, and couldn't have did it without them, for sure.
Well, Chairman of the Board, Mike Iaconelli of the Iaconelli team, congratulations again on Angler of the Year. Mike, I'm so happy for you. I know you've worked very hard for this.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it. It's an awesome honor.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.